So tonight I'll be talking about spiritual wellness. Spiritual wellness. I was like, which one is that one again? It's going to be not who you are in Christ. There are messages like that where we teach basically who you are in Christ. And we just concluded one from the cross to the throne, which is Christology, not just Christology, ecclesiology. But this one is spiritual wellness. As a church, we must consciously put ourselves back to order. Are you listening to me? Most consciously. Must be a conscious effort. Paul kept doing that. So, you don't just teach who you are in Christ. You know, sometimes we should teach what you should do in Christ because of who you are. You should teach what you should do. Character. When Paul was going to write Timothy to choose bishops, and he was giving attributes of what a bishop should have, only two of those attributes have to do with the teaching of the word. Are you listening to me? Only two. The remaining has to do with character. About seven others has to do with character. So you can't just say, I am the righteousness of God, Jesus, I'm forgiven. No, true, you're forgiven. True, the day you believe, you became a member of the family of God. But not everybody in the world sees this. In fact, amidst ourselves in the church, character is vital. You cannot be a leader in the local church without good character. Character. Hallelujah. So, spiritual wellness. Second Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians 3. So, spiritual wellness. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 6. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walks disorderly, and not after the tradition which you received of us. Well, Paul says, there is a tradition that the church in Thessalonica received from the apostles. That means, there's a way we ought to culture ourselves in the church. You know, Paul said in 1 Timothy 3:15, he said, if I tarry, that you may know how you ought to behave yourself, 1 Timothy 3:15, in the household of God, which is the pillar and ground of the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alright? So, there's a way we to comport ourselves in church. I'm not talking about the way you say that. No, I'm not going to talk about that today. What is the way? There's an order code. Like the pastor, but there's a way, there's an order. If there's a single word you can give to the local church, what will you call it? I've thought that before. What will you call it? Order. O-R-D-E-R. If you want to summarize the local church, you can summarize it in that word. The local church brings order to our lives. So, he says, now we command you. What is the commandment? Is he begging? You know what commandments? I remember years ago, I was gonna write a command school exam about Ibadan. And we got there. My dad wanted me to just go to the army, with this small body. And then, I saw the way they flogged the parents. Because we wanted to just give Bible to our child. And they drew a line. So, I just told myself, if they can flog someone's mom like this, how they flog the child? And I told my dad, I said, whatever you want to do is what you will do. I'm not coming here. He said, you can't come either. He said, in such places, they give commands. Commands are not begging, so. they're shame now. That was not command. Command is, go and do it now. Hallelujah. Paul says, we command. Nobody can command me. It's my life now. Not in church. He's writing to the church and says, I command you. It was my life. It's my life. Your life is not for you anymore. Or you don't know. As a Christian matures, okay, you begin to know that you live for others. Never let the devil make you focus on yourself. That's immaturity. And that's what we see when people say, they are not calling me in that church. I was sick for 4 days, they did not call me. That church, there's no love. Oh! Oh! You observe that those people that say the church, they've never called anybody to before. You don't call, you expect call. So you are the baby of the year. Hallelujah. Alright, so, command, say, I command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walks disorderly. Not after the tradition you have received of us. So, this gives us an orientation that we must watch each other. Right? We must watch each other. So that we will know the person that is not walking afterwards. The tradition we have received. You know, every church has a tradition. I'm not talking about the teaching of God's word now. For example, meeting times are traditions. Hallelujah. That's a tradition, right? Aha. Now, beyond the meeting times, there are also codes of conduct that we have in churches. For example, here, we have an order code. By order code, I mean, you have someone to honor. You have your cell leaders. You have your pastor. You can't just come with a freelancer. Call pastor for me. You are with me, call pastor for me. Can I preach on Sunday? Can I be given privilege to just share with the church? It's amazing to do it. No. Come on. I have something to share this. And then you talk to the pastor. And the pastor says, we'll give you time. I will not give you time. I will never give you time. You don't get me. I will never give you time to come share. Whatever you want to share with yourself and your disciple. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I wonder how you share it. Still of Nations, I'll be sitting there. I'll sit there and share. And you will not fall down and die. No, I don't mean by the power of God. No. I'll just be staring at you. Hallelujah. So, traditions. You see, so there are traditions we have in the local church. Traditions of honor, traditions of punctuality. I hold that extreme if you know me well. Those that need prayer know. If you have any prayer, you will know in this church. So, we have traditions. So, it says, withdraw yourself. For example, in the local church, we can have people, we can correct men. I'm a fan of open rebuke. Hallelujah. I'm a fan of open rebuke. So, let's say someone was rebuked in the church. You know, your duty is not to sympathize. Why would pastor just talk like that to that brother? No. Your duty is to withdraw. Am I saying you're not a guilty person? No. You agree? You agree? Or you withdraw? Not that I don't know whose side to be on now. You side your pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said your pastor. He said, withdraw yourself. Are you with me? Alright. From every brother that walks disorderly, not out of treasure you have received of us, for yourselves know how you ought to follow us. For we behaved ourselves, or behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. So, Paul says, in the local church, there's a followership. Are you still there? Are you still there? There's a followership. What does follow mean? Follow. It means you're not ahead of the person. Now let me just say this. Whenever you are restless, you cannot receive. I don't mean restless, you are panting. You know a restless student? A restless Bible student? A restless Bible student knows the next scripture that will be quoted. Hallelujah. A restless Bible student, okay, 2 Timothy 3, I was going to go to 16. That's restless. You can never learn. You can never receive. You can never receive of the supply of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So, we must watch each other. What are friends that cannot know that something is already wrong with you? Are you getting what I'm saying? You share, you know, water revelation. Water. Very watery revelation. Yeah. So, the rock is, the fish is, and your friend says, ah, word. And your friend cannot recognize something is already nobody to watch each other. What kind of association is that? The Bible says, a company of fools shall be destroyed. Praise God. It says, withdraw yourself. So, there's a tradition and there's a followership. Say there's a tradition and there's a followership. So, we must watch ourselves. You must be able to say, Sister Debbie, I've not been seeing you. To call Sister Wumi. Do you attend yourselves? Cell meetings? You must watch. That's why it's called a local church. You are not about yourself. What are we talking about again? Spiritual wellness. Eh? So, in local church, we have healthy brethren that are well. And we have people that are not well. Spiritually. Paul says, I cannot speak unto you as unto spiritual, as unto carnal. 1 Corinthians 3:1. After he had called them spiritual in 1 Corinthians 2:13, he says, we explain spiritual things with the spiritual man. He says, because you are not like the natural man, you can receive the things of God. Because the natural man cannot receive the things of God because they are not given unto you. That's it. Verse 16. That you have the mind of Christ. You have the explanation of Christ. That's it. Chapter 3 verse 1. For I cannot speak unto you as unto spiritual. Rather, as unto carnal. Even as unto based in Christ. It means you are not well. Spiritual wellness. So, in the local church, we have healthy believers. Healthy brethren. They call you. Hello. How's your prayer time? You've been missing prayer chain. Healthy brethren. You've been missing prayer chain. Are you sure you're okay? I've been observing your WhatsApp status. It's all about slaying. Today you are slaying in Christ. Tomorrow you are slaying for Christ. Day after tomorrow, will you slay against Christ? Healthy brethren. How will you know your healthy brethren? You write spiritual status. Didn't say anything. You post like this. You say, I feel your wristwatch. You say, bro D, I feel your wristwatch too. Unhealthy brethren. They are not well. You say, and I'm feeling that your bag and your heels 6 inches. Is that 6 inches? Feel your 6 inches, sister. The only thing now on Sunday service, only at 4 in 6 inches. Unhealthy brother. You are not healthy, sir. Spiritual wellness. He says, withdraw yourself from such brethren. They have not walked after the tradition of deceit. I said that in this church we have the tradition of order, We have a tradition of honor. I will get to that. But on every birthday, we know what after that. Bible says, withdraw yourself. Is it a blessing or a command? A command. I command you, withdraw yourself. Hallelujah. So, in verse 14, he now says, and if any man obey not our word by this epistle, not that man. Say not that man. And that was what I was saying, mark him. Anyway, you mark someone. Mark that man. And have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. You see someone behaving any. You know, sometimes you just have to watch. You see the way he talks to the cell leader. In yourself. Where's the assignment? I've not done it. Let me just hear. No, not him. He's a very good guy. Oh, bro, calm now. Is that yourself? Is that begging you for spiritual growth? Bro, calm now. Okay, when will you now submit it? I don't know. I'm busy. You know my schedule now. So, he or she is now your secretary. Knows your schedule. You should be putting it in the reset. This is your bad schedule. 8 to 10. Eat. Oh, my mom. How says no to that man? Spiritual wellness. So, we have instructions in the scriptures on how we ought to conduct ourselves in the local assembly. Someone's wondering, am I the same person that always teach grace? Yes. Yes. And this one is grace. It's a grace work. As we have grace, this one is grace. You must learn to conduct yourself. This one is work, so work slowly. Move quick. Hallelujah. So, if you cannot mark or note a change in people's behavior and people's conduct in the church, it means something has gone wrong with you too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you cannot mark that someone is going the wrong way, something must have gone wrong with your own sense of judgment. You most likely to are not walking in the light. Someone says, Pastor, what are you doing? And another person called you and said, Ubi, go home with Jesus, Pastor. That's it. There's nothing wrong there now. It's just communion. Come on. Hey, Pastor Bani. What's going on with you too? Before you knew it, he's known what the pastor said. Now, Pastor, I didn't see you. Yeah. Pastor, I love you, Pastor. They're nowhere. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So, spiritual health is discernible. Spiritual health is discernible. In Titus chapter 2, verse 1, Paul writes with us. He says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith. Say sound in faith. Sound in faith. In charity and patience. Sound in faith. What sound is the word? Hugaino. H-U-G-A-I-N-O. H-U-G-A-I-N-O. It's used for physical well-being in the four gospels. But in the epistles, it's used for spiritual wellness. Sound in faith. You can ask yourself, am I sound in faith? They ask you small question about your faith. You say you are not a pastor. You are not a pastor. Sorry, when you were talking about Esther, are you an hairdresser? You say, Pastor, crochet in your mind. Sorry. Crochet. Is it crochet? Croce.
Ba se croce yen ba.
Wa pa mo te sadi adu ba.
Eh? Asan se be, ba se be.
Ba mo ri lori Instagram, mo ri Instagram.
Aya e je. No, but you can talk about that.
You can say sori bicycle kike.
Saw the bicycle of Ronaldo.
Aye, coach. But you can talk about football. So why can't you assign your faith? You say, you are not a pastor. I'm not well.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm not cursing anyone. You say from scriptures, right? Ugain. Uh-huh. So, what you call that kind of person?
Hallelujah. Many believers, they develop itching ears. Itching ears.
You have what you want to hear. When we are talking about spiritual awareness now, you are not comfortable already. Teach us who we are in Christ. In Christ is
you have itching ears, and that's not sound.
Hallelujah. Sound doctrine requires endurance. It would always be like candy. What happened in 3 days?
This.
If you surround yourself with friends who are always talking, always talking, eat
the back of ministry gifts.
That's not healthy. By ministry gifts, you know what I'm talking about? Pastors. All your friends. Today, you're married. Pastor, who you know? Sorry. That means the pastor that got someone pregnant. Tomorrow, that's your they saw something in their foundation.
What concerns you?
Is it your foundation?
They use your head.
And that's why many people don't receive miracles. I was going to minister to someone during the course of the week.
You see, he doesn't believe all these pastors. He doesn't believe there are too many pastors
that are just... I just took my Bibles. He said, why are you going to? He said, you. I cannot receive miracle. He said, why? Now, why? Because he
yeah.
They called 10 pastors. You can't receive. Not that it's not given. But you have to accept God's gift. You have to accept it. You must be well spiritual. So, in Acts 6:3. In Acts 6:3, they were having thank you, Jesus. They were having issues with people serving widows. Hallelujah. So, food was not going around in the church. So, they went to meet the disciples and said, see, this is what's happening. Widows are not getting food. And the apostles said, we will not leave the ministry of the word and prayer to serve tables. What you will do is that look among yourself. Say, look among yourself. Say, look among yourself and bring us 7 men full of the Spirit. So that means we can know when someone is full of the Spirit. We can know the people that are spiritually healthy amongst us. Come on. You can come. Spiritual health is discernible. I will know. You don't need revelation for this one. The way you talk alone, we show. I used to say, give me 5 minutes with someone. I'm meeting for the first time. 5 minutes. Let's just talk 5 minutes. We don't have to talk spiritual things. Don't worry. 5 minutes. I will know if it's healthy spiritual. 5 minutes. Let's talk football for 5 minutes. I will know. 5 minutes is enough. Because it's discernible. It's not something you can hide for long. Only if anyone. Speaking too much in the universe. Hallelujah. It's discernible. You can know it. Look among yourself. So, they looked among themselves and they brought out spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember a story. I read it here. A sister was rebuked in the church
and she was crying.
She was crying. She was rebuked at the pastor. Open rebuke. Which is the best, actually. That's a rebuke that actually spiritually correct. Call the person among the church like this. And you rebuke the person. That one Paul said, says in Colossians 4:17, say to Archippus. That means the entire church should go to Archippus and go and tell Archippus, take it. The brother in 1 Corinthians 5, the licentious brother, is it on the church that will? The entire church knew about it. Open rebuke. So the sister was rebuked and she was crying after sex. She was crying during sex. She cried her heart. So the brother went to meet her.
Sorry. Sorry. Pastor can be right all the time.
He said, no, that's not what I mean. Please leave me. The brother was ashamed. He said, no, that's not what I'm saying, you know. That's not going to do that one. He said, leave, sir.
That's what we spiritually healthy.
Hallelujah. Because she was crying, let me pacify. If he's looking for good or good.
He says, no, pastor to his woman.
That's not for you to say. You know, I say it.
That I'm human. I'm human after all.
But it's not for you to say.
Glory to his name.
Hallelujah. So, you don't have to tell us that you are growing. Who is it? It's discernible. When believers are backsliding. They are backsliding. When you lambash them, you don't lambash. When you hack them, you don't know hack.
Let me review.
When you hack them, they will not leave church. That church, you think you are the only one church? You are the only one church. I know churches that they preach the word, and they preach the word even more than you.
Sorry, did we tie you down?
Hallelujah.
But just know that a rolling stone gathers not. No moose. Doesn't gather moose. I was telling you, right? Imagine you plant a flower here now. Next 3 days, you want to uproot it. Come put it on that soil. Next 3 days. When will it grow? It will never. Will it? It will eventually die. Selah.
Praise God. So, a minister can't be careless. By minister, I mean every believer.
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, to which God was in Christ, concerning the world between himself and as all ministers of reconciliation. Say, I'm a minister of reconciliation.
So, a minister can't be careless. That's why I'm teaching things like this. You must be well. When you go, my chicken and chips. Come at time. You must be well in your spirit. He's not talking about who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. Watch yourself. That's being spiritual. Sometimes, many who are backsliding today, it's not a giant slide. You know, small things. Little things. Little details that just, so it doesn't matter. Why should I greet myself in that line? Why should I say good afternoon, sir? Why should I just say good afternoon, sir? You have now become the head of the body of Christ. Your head cannot bow. Even if you are 80 years old and your cell leader is 17 years old, you bow to Christ. Is that clear? Are you listening to me? And ladies, you need.
Don't say, what kind of church is this one? Are we not who we are in Christ? Isn't that clear?
For the same you will see a doctor who is half of your age. He says, sir, the drug that you asked me to use, I experience it every time. You see, grandma, yeah, it's coming with, the son is like this. Grandma will say, hey, doctor, I don't know what happened. So you can do that in your spirit, where you see your pastor. How will they kill you? You will need to just go. You lack honor. Praise God. Even if it's half of your age, half.
Glory to his name.
So, you must be careful. Watch yourself. Watch your emotions. Watch your emotions, especially anger and excitement. A rule is that you don't talk when you're angry. How many of us know that in this church? It's a code in this church. When you are angry, you keep quiet. You don't talk. That's when you will say the most foolish things in life. You didn't pick up. That's it. When I know the one I gave the church 200,000 naira. You are angry. And the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Doesn't work it. Who is he? Who do you think you are? When you are now calm, I say I'm sorry. You are what? What are you saw now? You can't retract it. You can't take it back. No matter number of sorry, you can't take it back. We'll forgive you, but we'll remember. Nothing is even in a year. We now want to start comparing names of leaders. Look at my picture. Someone will beat up his disciple one day. You can remove Cain and beat everybody in the same. Everybody kneel down. Because he had an uncontrolled appetite. Uncontrolled emotion. Watch your emotions. Watch excitement. You're happy. Tori kun re doju o. You are on what to back in the share. Because you are just happy. Yeah. Ah, sir, you don't know what happened today. Ronaldo! Bah! Is that Ronaldo that will pass to you? Just be going. You're going to speak. Your church is there. Watch those two. Exciting. Hallelujah. Especially for women. For women. Watch it. I don't want to say this, let me just say it. Most churches that we have divisions, primarily it was because of women. Watch Jesus. Guys don't have anything to Jesus about. Except Ronaldo. Jesus will die, guys, in 3 minutes. Even if you plan the Jesus, I say tomorrow we're going to Jesus. But it's so time. Right? Even if I just there's nothing to say. You now go back to church matter again. Say that venue. Ladies, it doesn't have to be planned. Just meet each other. Bella Niger. Can you know the not ladies in the church. No ladies in the church. You must be careful. Say carefulness. Say carefulness is mine. So as you are going about the work of ministry, you must not lose sight of little things. Little things. I say, there are little foxes that destroy the man. Little foxes. If you are not careful, the things you... Are you listening to me? The things you are criticized, you will become. If you are not careful. I know of a pastor who used to tight care. You can't just say it in his ears. He will give 1,000 to 5,000. Why? Today, tight one, round two. The church. Same with someone who criticized feet washing. Now they have storage stand in front of their church. They don't even need to get the water. You just bring the hose. If you are not careful, what you have criticized, you will become. In 2 Samuel 11, let's see something. Are you following me? Spiritual awareness. 2 Samuel 11. Verse 2. And it came to pass, in an evening time, that David arose from his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, he saw a woman washing herself, that is having a bath. And the woman was very beautiful. Of course, every woman is beautiful to look upon. This is David. It's the same David that could save his life from Saul. Right? Right? He was that alert. He thought he was going to throw something. You know? He knew Saul was chasing him. He hid in the cave. He had even shown Saul that, see, I caught your robe. But these are unguarded means. Nothing is now chasing. Nothing is chasing. He now has money. He now has the job. He now has the admission. You know, well, that's the job. Pray a lot. In fact, you join it. But the moment you got the admission, glory to God. He said, let's pray. You come to prayer chain, 10 minutes to the end. Go from. You won the body of God. 30 minutes to the end. Hallelujah. So, be careful of unguarded moments. And what happened here was that when he was meant to be at the war front, he was sleeping. Very, very unguarded moments. Kings were crowned to fight in Israel. This king is sleeping. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Yeah? And you know, one unguarded moment leads to another thing. After now sleeping with Bathsheba, he now killed the husband. It's progressive. It's small, small. It's small, small. Be careful of unguarded moments. Spiritual awareness. Observe yourself carefully. Learn to do that every day. I do a spiritual check every day. Spiritual check every day. I check my honor, how I honor people. How I honor those. How I honor every other believer. I check it every day. I check my prayer life every day. Is it now getting boring? I check my study. Some of you don't even study. What they have even given to you on the platform of God, just read it. You can't. So, our Bible, can she? No, what should we do? You, everything has just been given to you. Just even take recording. They are begging you. Listen to tapes now. We have tapes ready. He said, I don't have memories. You don't have memories. It's good. And indeed, you do. Only by a do. And you don't have memories. You don't have memory in your head. Your head has finished. You are not well. Hallelujah. They are begging you to listen to samples. One of his spiritual goes there. You are not well. Hallelujah. Unguarded moments. In 1 Kings 10. You know, Solomon, that God told, that what do you want? Solomon said, I don't want riches. Right? Yeah? What did he ask for? Yeah? Come on. Wisdom. Riches. God, I just want wisdom to the people. First Kings 10. First Kings 10. Are you there? Verse 10. Let's have verse 8. These are the words of Deba. Happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee, and set upon the throne of Israel, because the Lord loves Israel forever. Therefore made thee king, and do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as this, which the queen of Sheba had given to Solomon. and the navy also of Iran that brought gold of Ophir, brought in from Ophir great plenty of hammock trees and precious stones. Verse 12. And the king made of the hammock trees pillars for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, house and also psalteries for singers. There came so no such hammocks that were not seen to this day. Verse 13. And King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country and her servant. This Solomon now became extravagant. The person that said he doesn't want riches now wants 700 wives. 300 wives, right? 700 concubines. Hallelujah. Such that if he's staying with one woman in a day, in 3 years, he has still not finished it. One, just one per day. I don't need more than one. Once I see you today, I don't want to see you the next 3 years. You will still not finish it. Same person that said, I don't want riches. It's gradual. So you must watch yourself. In chapter 11, verse 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonites, and Hittites. So when she United Nations meeting, the same Solomon that did not want riches, that extolled the wisdom of God above that, he now wanted women. Hallelujah. He lost it. You want to do wedding. Some of you, the picture of your wedding in your mind is as though it's more than one day. Some of you can do it like during camp meeting. Wedding, session one, session two. Photographer is, you take 5.2 million, then the cinematographer, 7.2 million. They all must be exquisite. No exquisite, it must be exquisite. They all will be 205 million oriental. The dress, as though you actually look, the dress, 2.4K, 2.4M. It's as though you even buy my husband, 8 million. But when you want to give offering, I watch my treasures grow 20 naira in treasures. 15 naira is your treasure. You're watching this grow. You don't grow. 100 naira is the treasure you're watching grow. But you want to eat. So there are ways to watch yourself. I watch myself. I still did that. This last time, this campaign. I got that. I ate something of 250 in between sessions. I took 150. A gala and a drink. See. And I wanted to give my offering. And it was 100 naira. That was my transport. I said, lie. You just finished eating something of 150 naira. You will now give 100 naira. You are not well. I told myself, you are not well. So I opened, there's a second zip. If you know, you know. I opened the second zip. And I brought out everything that was there to punish myself. Thank you. Check yourself. For some of you, but to share, what did I say? Change. You are not well. Hallelujah. Check yourself. Another man is sad. We'll continue this one next week. Samson. You know, let me just say this. There's nothing in this world that lasts forever. Absolutely nothing in this world lasts forever. So I don't see why anybody should be proud. Praise God. I don't see why anybody should be proud. You know, there's nothing you have today that you are not given. Huh? There's nothing you have today that you are not given. You are given. And you say, I work for it. Someone gave you the money. Abi, even if you work for someone, so someone that said, okay, I'm paying. Even the air we breathe is rented. the air is rented. So I don't see why you should be proud. You see your own pastor. You have to do that. Well, he's bending in. Comes. Oh. Is that big emoji that has never labored on you once. Even because big emoji. Hallelujah. It's a big emoji. It's a man of God. Pray for us. Your leaders, no? You don't honor an invited guest more than your pastor. As a culture, the charismatic circle must really, really erode. It is your pastor that labors over you. A guest is a guest. Are you listening to me? No, if we bring us up to the kilometer, this place will. The rest of you will greet. Yeah, I that. You be it. Thank you, you are happy to see. When your pastor is coming, you will stay at the door. Press in the door. Put your lady alone. Put your key as she are not. You are not well. No. Oganus, right? Sound. I'm not cursing you. But the person is not well, spiritually. This one is not who you are in Christ, though. I'm teaching conduct. You must learn to honor who God has sent to you because you don't choose him. You know you don't choose who God sent to you. God will not ask you, who should I send? Who should I send to bless you? No, you don't choose who God sends to you. You don't choose who God uses for you. You can't choose it. You can't. It's beyond you. Justice to receive. Justice to receive of God's gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, there's nothing in this world that lasts forever. So, contentment should be your watchword. Contentment. Be contented. Let money stay in its place. I frowned at that, you should know by now. Paul calls it the deceitfulness of riches. Where you are looking for that job, you are the most holy man, the holiest of all, you are the one. You pray, in fact, when you're raising your, when you're lifting your hands, say, I just want to praise you. I lift my hands to say, but the moment you got a job, you're not a BM, I'm a GM, whatever. I just want to pray to your Lord. You beat it too fast. I lift my hands to say, I love you. You, I need to buy a new speaker for that church. You think you have now become a being the best? No. You just got smaller. Not well. And we must watch you. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, watch yourself. Do that check every day. You do the honor check, you do the order check. Ovia. Do the honor check. Honor is a vital part of our faith. Hallelujah. I'll get there. So, spiritual wellness. Some of us is the love of preeminence. Third John 9. By saying 9, of course you know it's the verse because Third John has just one chapter. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loved to have preeminence among them, received not us. Is it received? He loved to have preeminence. He wanted to take prayer. He was angry. Why would he? After 8 sessions of glory camp meeting. He can't even give me 1 session to prayer, to lead the saints in prayer. One session, with all I have given to this church. All I have given to this church. He can't give me 1 session.
you are offended. You know, you can't be offended and get you are blessed at the same time. You can't be offended and be blessed at the same time. What Jesus said, when John said, ask me if this is the Messiah, or we should expect another. Jesus said, tell him that the blind see, the lame walk, and the gospel is preached. Blessed is the man who is not offended in me. Blessed is the man who is not offended. You can't be offended and be blessed. You can't live in offenses. For example, I can choose you not even take prayer in the next 10 years. Because it's my church. I'm the pastor. But you know, if Jesus is going to deal with us today, I'll get the 50% share. You will not share the meaning among you. Look over me. I can choose it. 50 years will not take prayer. And you'll be expecting. Because there's a when the pastor will even tell you, 50 years. And I will tell the people that once it's 50 years, tell me. I used to tell you, once it's April, tell me. Once it's September, tell me. Yes, we'll do this with this. Praise God. You must not because of that be offended. Because you are rebuked. What it been? Ah! You are not just a spiritual being. You are a saint. The smallest thing of life, like a spiritual said or a spiritual embryo, you must learn to live above offenses. You must learn to guard your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, in Matthew 7 verse 1, I think I'll close on this. Matthew 7 verse 1. Matthew 7 verse 1, if you don't believe me, I believe myself. Judge not that you might not be judged, that you be not judged. For with what measure you judge, thou shalt be judged. And what measure you meet, shall be met to you again. Why behold the mote in their brother's eyes, but consider not the beam in your own eyes. So you watch yourself before you watch others. Is that clear? You watch yourself before you watch others. That brother. Speaking in tongues. He's not speaking in tongues. What were you doing when you are speaking in tongues? You are watching others. Someone say, how fast I like the way you lift your hand. As far as I said, what were you doing when you were lifting it? I just mistakenly. You were analyzing the way I was. I know there are times that you just want to watch your pastor the way he's doing this. And that's something that most times I get out when you're praying. No, you just want to watch you and pray so that you can do it. There's no need for that. That's not followership. Some people think followership is investing. You just can't tell you I'm dressed. You know what I mean? So you judge yourself before you watch yourself before you watch yourself. Judge yourself first. Never forget, you will not give account for another person's life or for another person's ministry or for yourself. You don't give account for another person's ministry. Say, hey, that church, Jesus, we are telling them. On earth, we are telling them. That's just your name. Jesus, we are telling them. Bible 7 is coming soon. Alright. Jesus, we are telling them. We are telling them now. No. He's not going to ask you what other churches did. He's going to ask you what you did in your local assembly. Hallelujah. I think we talked about that at the retreat, right? So you must learn to consider yourself first. You must learn to watch, judge yourself. Praise God. You see that in Romans 14, 12. You will give account of your own self in 1 Corinthians 3, 15. 1 Corinthians 3, 13 to 15. So our work will be tested. Work will be tested with fire. I think we've seen that before. We've seen this. Our work will be tested with fire. Our work will be tested with fire. Paul says, let there be man. He says, there's only one foundation that can be laid. That's Jesus Christ. And no other foundation can be laid. He said, that which has been laid. Why did he say that?
because they were having divisions in the church in Corinth. Verse 3. Some says, I belong to Paul. Some says, I belong to Peter. Some say, my name is not even Peter or Paul. My name is Apollos. Paul says, I get divisions in the body of Christ. No. He says, we are stewards of Christ for your sake. He says, there's no other foundation that has been laid apart from that which has been laid. Jesus Christ the righteous. So let every man be careful what he builds upon the foundation. For every man's work will be tested with fire. So by saying that, what would they be building? What's called the building? Huh? Okay, what will be the every man? Who will be the every man? Who will be the every man? Let every man be careful what he lays contextually. The teachers. Yeah. The teachers. So, what would be the building? Teaching. Right? So now says every man's work. What will be the work? Teaching. Right? We tested with fire. What will be the fire? The gospel. So when it says, God is all consuming fire, we can explain that one. Is that not even the message of the gospel? God is actually, is a consuming fire. That's the message of the gospel. Somebody says, God is consuming fire. Yes. If you are not here, you are not here. Alright, Pastor Shigemo. Alright. In Acts 20:28, Paul says, take heed to yourself and to the flock. Acts 20:28. I can quote it. You should open it. That's a good Bible student. You repeat my quote. One of them. Paul says in Ephesians 3. This is the definition of grace that was given unto me. That when you read, you understand. Ephesians 3:2-4. So if you don't read, you can't understand. Alright. So, it says in Acts 20:28, take it to yourself and to the flock. So ensure that you are first taking it to yourself. Watch yourself. Do it consciously. Am I lacking in honor? Am I lacking in reverence? Hallelujah. Watch yourself. In 1 Timothy 4:16, take it to yourself. Take it to yourself. Same thing in Colossians 4:17. Take it to yourself. Say to Archippus, take it. Luke 12:15, take it. We'll see this one much more next week. So, you must watch out for strange appetites. Strange appetite. Some of you, it's food. See food now. Once you see food, you forget every other thing. You can, because of food, not come to church. Food. You can use food to take your destiny away. When your need is not in soul. Food. Strange appetite. If they call for fast, like this, congregational fast. You are the pastor already fighting. Why would you call for congregational fast? Are we not that grace? That's why you now remember that we are under grace. Is it not grace? Grace era. Where we come? You just have an uncontrolled, unbridled appetite. What's for your appetite? Food. Sleep! You say prayer like, But that sleep, that time of, because it's night. Say, I can't leave my bed though. Some of you, as you're hugging pool, doing prayer like, you'll be hugging pool. You are the pillar that holds my life. Some of you, become handbag. You start carrying you like this, everywhere. I'm praying, I'm actually praying. I just want to bow my knees to the Father. You know, 2 hours, you already bow your knees to the Father. Oh, now you are 10. Hallelujah. So I control my appetite. Some is money. That's the only thing Jesus compared with God. So you can't come. You can't serve God and serve man. That was the only thing. You must be careful. Poverty does not glorify God. And let me just say this one. Same with material wealth. It doesn't glorify God. Anybody can be rich. And anybody can be poor. Praise God. There are some things that are just given to women. It's not because you are in Christ. Language is not in Christ. And the gate is not in Christ. You sit down outside. Careful with money. Careful with the way you run after it. Many have run into darkness because of that. You think that it's for ministry. Because of ministry that I want to get money. You run. Watch. It's because of ministry. You now get 1.8 million. You now give that ministry 20k. And it's because of ministry. MOG. It's really because of ministry. Because of ministry. The first thing you talk about is Dubai. Dubai. You are going to Dubai flight. Dubai flight. 2 weeks vacation. You forgot that you have the same that you have. Life now don't mean anything. We all need rest. We all need rest. Has your pastor gone for rest before? He said, yeah, just in vacation. He said, it's 3 weeks vacation. He's in the vacation, he will see a strange woman. So, I'm sorry, ladies. In Dubai, he said, I'm going to go. He said, Pastor, God is talking to me. I said, what is God saying? That you should start the sale? No. God is not even talking about sale at all. Maybe sale of human being. God is actually just talking. Pastor, when I come back, I'm bringing a precious gift. Strange appetite. Habit. You just don't greet people. You just don't, like, you say, that's who I am. No! No, that's not who you are. That's not who you are. Some believers take horoscope. Aquarius. Kinika. Cancer. Is that horoscope? Oh, that's horoscope. Cancer. Yes. Me, I am cancer. You are cancer. Which one is it again? Aries. Aries. It was supposed to be Aries. Aquarius. Is that who you are in the world? There's no melancholy in the world. I'm cool man. I'm a mixed breed. There's not anything like that in the world. It's who you are in Christ, who you are in Christ alone. Say, I'm who the world says I am.
I am who the world says I am.
I'm who the world says I am. So you must learn to see yourself in the light of the world. Aquarium. Praise God. So do the health check. Spiritual health. So you must check it all around. My sleep, my food, my habits. Because the fact that the eyes is seeing well does not mean the liver is working. Hallelujah. I can share the word now. That's why I knew everything about salvation. You know everything about salvation. Really? Let us go there. Let us go there. Then you should be taking the Bible seminar. Let me just give it to the podium. I'll just tell you the questions you should answer. Hallelujah. Do an health check. Check every area. Don't say, I give well in church. But you are living in bitterness. You don't forgive. You know, you have to check that one too. It's not called your church because you just come to sit down. It's called your church because you do what they do. You give when they give. You pray when they pray. So you check yourself all around. Don't say one part is healthy. No! Hallelujah! So look out for your appetite. What are the things you just started liking? I just like Mother Teresa quotes now. So Mother Teresa is not your pastor. She's the ministry gift to you. Some of you literally cannot leave off Facebook. You should do that once in a while. Hallelujah. You should do that once in a while. Your phone cannot be switched off. You'll be agitated. as though woman by millions, no? Your phone can only stop for 15 minutes. Okay? And that's when you are praying.
So I told her, hey, God, push.
Praying things. Should you pray? I don't think I've ever been studying and studying things. Why? I think we have time. I would like when I finish studying scriptures for. I was studying yesterday for the last session that we're going to have on our Bible seminar. I was writing. And I was done. I just, I woke up the next day. And that's what. You see? We cover the word takes over. What do you want to take over here? What are the strange like things that are peeping into you now? Things that were not there before. Solomon said, I don't want riches. Give me wisdom.
The same Solomon. I desire. 200 wives. I mean 300 wives.
Hallelujah. So, check everything. All around check. Don't ignore anything. Spiritual wellness. Malfunctions that are not checked often become cancerous. They now start to grow. And before you know it, it's too big. It's too big to control. That says it's an addiction. No! It didn't start as an addiction. It started like an habit. I just don't like to pray for none. Jacob, why would we pray for 12 hours? Can't God hear us in 5 minutes? I know nobody in this church can say that one. We thought that one very well. Very well. It's about the depth. It's about the depth of prayer, not the length. What about we go length and depth at the same time? Hallelujah. Huh? How about we go length and depth? Which one will count more? Praise God. So look at what happened. Check the things that you suddenly cannot do without. So if you are not taking the picture in the day, you are not fine. You are just not okay. Something will be telling you, take the picture now. You just want to put something on social media and it's never the gospel. It has never been, it will never be. It has never been the gospel. You just want to put
fire.
What are you seeing? I sleep in the spirit. Praise God. So check your association. Check associations. The people you speak to often. Because don't be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Proverbs 13 verse 20 says, don't be deceived. The wise ones will be wise. A companion of fools will be what? Huh? Will be destroyed. Proverbs 13 20. The wise walks with the wise. A companion of fools. I am foolish, my friend is foolish. We will both be destroyed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Make all your relationship oftentimes restricted to the church. I advise believers to actually restrict their relationship to the local church. Oftentimes, make your core associations in the local church. Men that you feed from the same source. Men that understand the tradition. Remember we started from. So that you don't have a strange thing around you. You mention prayer chain. And your fiancé say, what's prayer chain? Oh, see that we are going to Domino's. Do kill it. Get it behind you, Satan. Do not serve the things that be of God. Pray. Do. And lastly, check your heart. I'm not about this. Check how you honor. Check how you honor men that are over you. Here's a culture that is fast eroding in the church. The culture of honor. It's fast eroding. We don't have loyal men anymore. Men that can stand by their man of God. Truth he can say. Check your honor. Check your honor. Jesus sent out his disciples. And he told them, if any man receives you, he receives me. Any man that does not receive you, he did not receive you. always know that God will always use me. God, that God you're looking for, we always use a man. Imperfect men. There is no preacher in this world that is perfect. Are you listening to me? Huh? There's no pastor. If Jesus comes back again in the and starts the church, people will still talk about him. I don't like the way he talks to himself. Because he talks to himself. I don't like the way he just writes on the floor. I don't like your man of God. He preaches too much. People say, I'm to say, there's no preacher that is perfect. But God still uses imperfect. Remember those he sent out. He said, if you receive this one, you receive me. Out of them is Thomas. He doubted Jesus. Peter, he denied Jesus. James and John, who held their colleagues in contempt. They wanted to be, one wanted to be at the right hand, the right, left hand, again. Judas is there. Judas is carried. He was there. Jesus said, if you receive this one, you have received. It's not left to you to start discerning your man of God. It's not left to you. Yours is to receive. God gave you a gift. Yours is to receive. Do the honor check. You know what else starts from? Your thoughts. If you don't say what? Like a pastor with you. If you don't say what? You can do this 100 times. And you are not actually giving honor. Hope you know. There are times I was angry against my dad. When I was younger. Maybe I asked him to increase my allowance. Then I was in secondary school. I used to call it 30 naira. In years one, I knew I was collecting 10 naira. It was big money. At least it's like what we call 100 naira now. And I asked him to increase it. I said, Omoli no kun on here. I said, okay, sir. I'm going, sir. That I'm going. I have dishonored him from heaven to the earth. Honor starts from your thoughts. What do you think about your pastor? Do you even think, do you pray for him? Do you? Or yours is just to come and sit down and just learn him. You are selfish. That's selfishness. That's self-centeredness. The work of the flesh. That's carnality. Start from your thought. Tell me the way you save numbers. Your cell leader, honor him. Your pastor. PM. What's PM? So, something is wrong with your tongue now that I cannot call pastor. What's PM? It is check PS. Personal secretary. Or Chris. PC. I don't suggest all this modernism. Be fair. Pastor Fair. Your head is not correct. My pastor, sir. Good morning, sir. Hallelujah. I was greeting my pastor this campaign that I just finished. My chin touched the ground. I was just sharing them with some people around me. And it was fast. I dare not form a coach. Who am I? I left them. They said, you are not coming. I said, wait. Your own place is a Boaba. I ran to him. Go ahead to walk. For God. That work is just a privilege. Just a place you must stand a privilege. It's not, your pastor is shaking you, right? It's not. He's not. You must receive it. You must not receive the gift of God. In Mark 5, Jesus healed a woman who had the issue of blood. Then, of course, the next chapter, he went to his own hometown and he could not do a single miracle. Are you listening to me? Yeah? The same Jesus that healed someone of 12 years issue of blood. He would not heal someone, just one person in the entire town. Why? 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 In his own town. That was it. He said, a place is without honor in his own name. He said, is it not Jesus? Ah, son of Joseph, brother of Jude. Woman now. What God is going to say? You will not be answering me. They are passed down. Get me a senior emoji. You could not do a single miracle because of that. Just said because of their unbelief. He called the son of unbelief. Is that grievous? Jesus called the son of unbelief. You must learn to honor. It takes nothing from you. It takes nothing from you to give properly. I respect the believers of God to do that. I must say that with you. I've been there well. And I said, community church. Hold those two churches. I esteem. Honor work. If you already see consultants, pastors who are consultants, greet their pastor, and you go on their knees like this. They serve their pastors on their knees. It's not just, it's honor. Ah, no, I can't do this one. This is 2018. So God has calendar. Hannah was praying. She was praying for a child. Then I came. I said, you are drunk. See the way you are drunk. And I said, no, I'm not. My Lord, your handmaid is not drunk. But your handmaid is sick something. This is the same Eli that the news of his sons has gone around town. That his sons were bad children. And I just said, you think I'm like your children? I'm not drunk, I'm praying. She didn't sue Eli for defamation. She said, my Lord. Because it's not yours to judge. It's not yours to judge. It's not your jurisdiction. God will not even listen to you. Let God do that. You do your own part. Honor. Some of us have lost it, and because of that, we are not walking in life. We're not walking in the blessings that we have. You remember, Jesus wanted to heal. The power of God was present, but we could not do that because of dishonor. Sometimes you just say, the spirit is not moving in our services. It's not moving. Have we checked our honor life? Have you checked the way you honor the person preaching? If you truly honor, you will receive. How many of you know that? If you truly honor, you will receive. Honor receives the power of God. Honor receives the power of God. Some of you don't even hold your pastor's word in high esteem. You take it lightly. You take it lightly. Heard it. Heard it. Are you in that prophecy? They were the second of the top of the kingdom. And some people are writing now. What are they writing? This is the same thing that shortened Miriam's life. I'm not telling you. Teaching scriptures. Miriam, the sister of Moses. He came in. She never gave birth. Because of dishonor. He gave a letter. David's wife. He said, see, who king? Why are you dancing like this? They're dancing. He's gone now. You can see. Put posh. She was the only man that was barren. The son does not receive power of God. He doesn't receive power of God. His son does not receive the gift of God. Let God have all the blessings in heaven and earth. The son will chase it away from you. We must learn to walk in honor. Speak highly of your own pastor. Speak highly. Know what highly means? No high limits. Not only birthday. Or pastor's appreciation party. Okay. I don't like my pastor. I don't even know where to start from. Kingdom is here. We don't know where to start from. Okay. All of it is so meant to. One day in 365 days, you are an ungrateful child. An ingrate. Not even a text. happy new month. You are an ingrate. You are an ingrate. If you think it's easy, come and step in. I'll give you my notes to teach you. Don't worry, you don't have to study. I'll give all my notes. I will 140 of them. I'll give them. Don't worry, that will be enough for you for like 5 years. And see what will happen to you. Don't be an ingrate. Never forget good deeds. Those who live over you, learn to honor what God gives. Because dishonor to that man is dishonor to the God you serve. You will never see Jesus. Before the resurrection of our body, you never see Jesus. The Jesus you always see is the person that he gave to you. The pastor he put in charge of you. You take that as your man of God. The man from God. How is it that when a man sent from God, his name was John? That's how to treat your pastor. I hold people that God has used for me in high esteem. I don't forget one. If you are close to me, you know, I would have mentioned their name over and over again. There's no month. There's no month I don't appreciate my pastor. No month. Not just what I give something that will pay me. No month. No month. Because all I know today, and I will ever know, nothing. So why will I not be grateful to such man that will not let my works go? Yes, I don't do ministry. And at the end, you now see that your words are just going like straw. You must learn to appreciate God's gifts. Don't be ungrateful. Don't be ungrateful. Be full of gratitude to God and to the man he has sent to you. You can't even. From little things. You go for job interview. You are almost on your knees. You are. What's your name? Papa, what are they doing? Joshua. Is it Joshua? Papa, are they doing Joshua? For the balance sheet. Job interview. And the guy that is interviewing is your junior in school. You know. But because he's your boss. But he needs your pastor's call. So it's not even like you are looking at it like this, and you are not going to be this. Sorry, you are not going to be this. Silence. Honor does not receive the power of God. You are just with sliding down the ring. You are sliding down. And nobody is here to tell you. Now musical. Hold on, it's musical. You can't return. But if it was the person that promised you money, you won't say you don't have to card. You borrow money. You say it's the person that promised you money. Let me talk. But it's your pastor. Am I here in church? You are dishonorable and you are not spiritually well. You must honor. Honor is part of the tradition we have received. Any man that does not walk in this, we withdraw ourselves. So that a leaven does not leaven the entire lump. So that we don't have the lump destroyed. We must honor. Honor meetings. Honor meetings. If you honor meetings, you won't come late. I was here at 6 o'clock. And I knew already why in this. I want to say auditorium. Auditorium. Don't worry. You seem to like forever, right? I knew already why in this place. But if it was to be another place, they have come and collect money in Nikeja. You will be faster than Usain Bolt. We're supposed to be begging. So when did you learn this one? When it's spiritual meeting, say, well, I'll miss them. It's just 6 o'clock. When it's 6:05, I'll eat. Then you now get to the road. Someone will not miss it. How far now? You still talk. You are dishonorable. You have to meet with the governor. We have done the same. Some people miss meetings, miss spiritual meetings. Say, why? That was busy. They called you for that job interview that you have been waiting for. Would you have been busy? Honor God's things. Honor God's people. Some of us look down on other believers. What's wrong with saying yes, sir? I say yes, sir, to little kids. Unconsciously. Sometimes. How many of you have caught me in that before? I think we work together. To little kids. People bump into me and I'm saying sorry. Not intentional. Sometimes I've just gotten used to it. Then too, it does not take anything away from you. There's nothing you have that you are not given. So what's the pride for? What's the ego for? Who's the kingdom? Walk like you are possessed. Like the legions that left the man in Mark 5. Like it came into you. This service. How about that? See you on Thursday. You're going. No honor for other believers. How are you doing? They will know the names of those who attend the same small church together. Even though there's no small church. Because there's no small family. Do you even know their names? How do you feel if you don't know the name of your blood brother? You feel that you are not well. That's how it is, you are not well. Say, I honor what God gives. Say, I live a life of honor. Always. I don't treat the sacred as secular. I don't treat the secular as sacred. I don't call common what God has called uncommon. I treasure the gift of God. I treasure men of God. I treasure my pastor. I treasure my seven leaders. I treasure everyone God has placed over me. I treasure other believers. I treasure meetings in the local church. I'm not an ungrateful child. I'm not a great child. So leave me alone. Shall we just pray? Just pray.